you know, being out of it with the children. Grace is 10 and she's known for quite a few years what to do if she were to find me. Obviously, Rachel, my youngest, is only 3 and she understands very little about it. But in fact, she likes to use it. She said, "Mummy, I need one of your sugar tablets. Mummy, I need one of those to make... I'm hypo. I'm having a hypo, Mummy." So at the moment, for her, it's just a nice excuse for a glucose tablet. And she actually likes the things.
Tell me about your other two pregnancies.
It's funny, my second pregnancy, I can't remember very much about it at all. I had a 4-year-old and I think it was just consumed with that, really. Obviously, my control wasn't as good. I do remember one slightly disparaging kind of almost of a tut-tut comment when my second baby was born at £10.07, and I heard a muttering about, "Oh, bad diabetic control, da da da." It was a man, of course, and it was a doctor who isn't diabetic and doesn't know what it's like looking after a 4-year-old and being pregnant as a diabetic, so I didn't pay much attention to that. But it's just another juggling act. And in fact, Rachel, my youngest, there was a 7-year gap between my second and third. And how heavy was she? She was about 9-8, sort of in the middle of the other two. And so I think things were perhaps a little... I was more experienced as a diabetic, more experienced as a mother, still not much of a better cook, but things were sort of calmer by then, I think. And the pregnancy, I hardly remember them. I think I benefited from a more unified care in terms of not having to go to so many different clinics and appointments. But I think they seem to be keener on quite a lot of scans. More so in this last time, I was having all sorts of interesting scans and tests while I was in the sort of later weeks of pregnancy that seemed new to me.
So describe this unified care then. Who provided it?
Well, by that time, it was at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in Birmingham. Both Grace and Rachel, my second and third, were born there. And so, I suppose because they were...